Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Cuckoo by Sophie Draper, published by Avon Books in 2018. Today's book is about stepmothers, fairy tales, and memory. Caro has returned to her hometown from London for her stepmother's funeral. After a childhood subjected to abuse by her stepmother, Caro has not been back to the town since she left for university. At the funeral, she sees her estranged older sister, who left home when Caro was 9 and never contacted Caro again. Her sister, now based in New York, apologises for her behaviour and asks to start their relationship again. Caro is quietly delighted. With their family home now empty, Caro leaves London and moves in. After leaving her boyfriend, Caro has been living with a friend, and the opportunity to live in the big house and make a fresh start is a big relief. But when she's ignored in the local village, she realises it will not be as easy as she thinks. And as Caro starts to clear out her stepmother's belongings, including an instrument called a pear drum, she is hit with memories of her childhood and the way her stepmother would taunt her. But none of it makes any sense. Then a snowstorm traps her inside the house, along with the strange noises and confused memories. Who is the little boy she keeps remembering? Why won't her sister answer her questions? And why did her stepmother hate her so much? Cuckoo is an intriguing psychological thriller about twisted families and dark fairy tales. Beautifully written, I was sucked into the story of Caro and her terrible childhood in a big empty house filled with bad but incomplete memories during a snowstorm. Cuckoo is about madness and what is real, about isolation and the stories we tell ourselves, about family secrets, protection and grief, revenge and betrayal. Caro is complicated and damaged. She lives through her art, finding solace. And it's the best way to express herself and make sense of the confusion surrounding her. She's vulnerable and trusting, and all she desires is a normal relationship, which makes her even more heartbreaking. Caro's attempts to understand her life and her past are interspersed with fairy tales as she illustrates a book for a commission. But these are dark and cruel fairy tales filled with murder and incest and betrayal. And one of the tales is familiar to Caro. It's a story that her mean stepmother used to tell her. The book, like the fairy tales and Caro's own drawings, are atmospheric as the lines between mental illness and the supernatural are blurred. And I'll always be wary of the musical instrument, the hurdy-gurdy, from now on. So if you like family secrets, broken memories, suspense, delicious final twists, and spooky houses, you might like Cuckoo by Sophie Draper. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.